This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Alongside Matt Humans, I'm Tim Murray, head coach of Hawaii men's basketball. Aran Ganot in town and will join us coming up in 15 minutes. His Rainbow Warriors will begin their trek to the Big West Crown tomorrow night, late night, against the winner of UC Davis and Cal State Fullerton, which is still to come tonight. Quick updates before we get back to Bruce Marshall. Duke and Florida State battling it out in Charlotte. And right now we've seen a little bit of life return from the Florida State Seminoles. It is 75-70 at the under 4 media timeout. Live number, Duke minus 7.5. They are the 5-point, have the 5-point advantage. Houston up 61-58, under 4 minutes to go. Cougars minus 5.5 on the live line. And Matt, you have Ole Miss in this contest catching how many?
Six.
And they are up 70-65, 54 seconds to go in that one.
Bottom line there is I need to avoid overtime.
No,
right?
no overtime
in that one. And how about Houston barely holding on here against BYU? All right, Bruce Marshall rejoins us here. The Gold Sheet handicapper, long-time editor of the Gold Sheet. Bruce, what's going on with TGS? I don't think I'm going to be able to go to the Gambler's Bookstore and pick up that gold copy of your weekly write-ups on the football games, but where can people access it, and what's up with the Gold Sheet?
Yeah. By the way, you have to tell the Hawaii coach, they used to pronounce his name Janot. Now, Janot sounds better than Ganot.
Tim's got the proper pronunciation. Tim, what is it?
Yeah. Aran Ganot.
Ganot. See, yeah. Tell him, go back to the old pronunciation. It sounds much better, okay?
I'll tell him that.
That's why, you know, don't be a Ganot, be a Janot. That's how you do it. Yes, Gold Sheet, I am back. I feel like, you know, one of these NHL coaches, that Rick Bonus coaching Winnipeg a third time or whatever, my third stint, but I'm very happy to come back. The same folks we sold to a few years ago asked me to off on to come back and do pretty much the same thing. And with more, because they've got, this is now on the Wager Talk platform, and they've got a nice YouTube channel, so I'll be getting involved with that. And the Gold Sheet can be found inside the WagerTalk.com platform. And I'm writing up all the games like before, doing the colleges. My friend James is doing the NBAs. And it's like a glove. It's just like what I used to do. And Gold Sheet can be found up there inside WagerTalk.com.
That's good news. Welcome back to the Gold Sheet. It's good to see that happening. Bruce, you live out in Henderson, Nevada, not far from Lee's Family Forum and the Green Valley Ranch out there. We got two games tonight. UC San Diego, slight favorite against Cal State Northridge. And then the late game tonight's UC Davis and Cal State Fullerton, with Fullerton a 1.5-point favorite, total of 155. Now, Bruce, I heard you yesterday on the Mitch and Paul show, and you made a very strong case for UC Davis against UC Santa Barbara last night. Great
winner.
Call. Yeah, great call by you. How do you feel about Davis tonight?
Could be. I think this is going to be a tougher game for them, though, especially, you know, that last game they played against Fullerton was wild. Fullerton came back on them very late and ended up winning that game in the last minute, 93-92. And I think the total might be a little bit low here tonight. Fullerton is a really interesting story, the way Dedrick Taylor and his staff went out and really looked under a lot of rocks in the portal. They've got guys from D2, from NAIA, who have come in there and really lit things up and immediately started to produce. A very exciting team, scoreboard about 85 points per game. I think this thing probably goes over in that one. The earlier game, similar in that to last night with the Davis-Santa Barbara. Davis had beaten Santa Barbara both regular season meetings and was an underdog. Here we go tonight. Northridge has beaten UCSD both meetings this year and is an underdog tonight. But I'm wondering here because Northridge cooled off right at the end of the season. They had that really nice long winning streak, and then they stubbed their toe a little bit. I still like UCSD. Watched them a few times this season in person. They're not the same team they were last year, but something tells me this is one of these instances where it's going to be very hard to beat a comparable team three times. So I might lean to UCSD a little bit there, and I'll probably go over with UC Davis and Fullerton in what should be a very exciting nightcap.
Bruce, before I let you run, we got games and lines popping up tomorrow. Let's go to the Atlantic 10. This conference tournament taking place in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Early start time for the top seed St. Louis. The Billikens laying 6.5 against GW back in, I think, late January, early February. These two teams played a really good one in St. Louis. What do you make of this spot tomorrow with GW and St. Louis?
Yeah, I'd be reluctant to lay the points with St. Louis. They were not playing all that well at the end of the season. They took some losses down the stretch. I think this is a classic example of a team that peaked probably end of January, start of February. They're struggling some. You're right, Tim. First meeting was very competitive. George Washington avoided a banana peel today against Fordham, which is a very tough team to beat. And they won that game. They've got some firepower. I think GW might hang around. I mean, this reminds me a little bit of that Miami O thing today against UMass. And you just can't keep flying close to the flame. And in St. Louis's case, actually been losing late in the season. I think this is tough. And this tournament looks very wide open to me.
Well, let's get one more game from Bruce Marshall tomorrow. Mark Schmidt, his tenure at St. Bonaventure will end when the season concludes, but the Bonnies have decided we're going to keep playing for Coach Schmidt. They've won two in a row. They beat the frauds from George Mason earlier today. I don't think Dayton is a fraudulent team, but this is a decent-sized number. You can get 7 if you like the dog, 6.5 if you like the favorite. What do you make of this spot, Flyers-Bonnies, tomorrow afternoon?
Tim, I'm going to ride with the emotion here on St. Bonaventure, knowing there's a risk. This is not a deep team, and now you're 3 games into this tournament. But they were down 10 at halftime today, and they fought their way back. Two different storylines the last 2 days. Yesterday it was they're going to win one more for Schmidt, who's retiring, like you mentioned. He has had a long and distinguished career. They're going to win one for him, and LaSalle was a perfect foe to do that against. Today, I kind of like them again against Mason because people who've seen Bonnies this year have told me they are better than their record showed in conference. This team was 10-1 at one point. They lost of their last 9 conference losses, 8 were by single digits. They're just a few buckets away from having a pretty good record. They are 17-16 now. Mitchell, the transfer from Minnesota, the big power forward, gives them a presence down below. And Simmons, the transfer guard from Gardner-Webb, been good all year, and he also hits about 43% of his 3-pointers. And now I think in tomorrow, is this magic going on here? This is one of the potentially best storylines we're seeing in March here. I'm going to give the Bonnies a shot. I don't think they're that outclassed here, and all season long they were hanging around with these teams. I think they hang around, and I give them a shot actually to win tomorrow. We'll see.
All right. Bruce, much appreciated. Appreciate you hanging out for an extra segment. Always appreciate it. Best of luck with the games tonight and tomorrow, of course.
Have fun, boys. Thank you.
All right, quick update. Minute to go, Matt. Duke, Florida State. The Noles look like they might get blown out here. Have now battled back, but Duke just got a put back. Under a minute to go, 80-77. We do have a bit of a bad beat alert here unfolding in Kansas City as Houston, Matt, is now up 8, 69-61. This game closed 9.5. Oof. And we'll see if the Houston Cougars can pull it off and get this cover, as they will. Is BYU going to foul here?
For a long time here, it looked like Houston would not even win this game. And now Houston up 8 with 20 seconds to go, will go to the free throw line. All right, so Florida State drops a mid-range jumper, 80-79. 8-second difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Game clock now at 20 seconds. Duke dribbling about 30 feet from the basket. We'll see what kind of a shot they get here. It's probably not going to be the greatest shot. They're running nothing. No sort of play here on offense. It's going to be just a Boozer-contested baseline jumper. Gets blocked.
All right.
Seminoles are going to have a shot to win this game. Tim, call it.
Final seconds. Shot is up. It is no good. The Duke Blue Devils will prevail 80-79. Man.
Just based on that game alone, Florida State's got to be in the field, right?
Ooh, man. Huh? This Florida State team is playing much better hoops down the stretch. And in year number one, the Duke Blue Devils squeak past the Florida State Seminoles 80-79. I don't think many people were expecting that type of battle from the Noles. And I'll say this, easy winner. It got a little squirrely there. Yeah. We had a 19-2 run, didn't make us feel great, but ultimately the Florida State Seminoles get the cover.
That was impressive.
And the Duke Blue Devils win by 1 point. point.
Florida State going into today 11-3 in the last 14 games since mid-January, and the two of those losses were by 3 points. Also played Duke to the wire in Tallahassee on January 3rd in a 91-87 loss. I'll tell you what, this Florida State team could be dangerous in the tournament.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to make the tournament.
They should be in the tournament. Based on that game
based
right there,
the game,
you just took the number one overall seed to the wire. You just took Duke to the wire in early January. I mean, look at some of the bad teams on the bubble.
You're yelling at me. I'm just telling you, they're not going to be in the tournament.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying that the bracketologists out there, the committee, the selection committee, I think you got Florida State's 10-8 in the ACC, 18 wins, taking Duke to the wire as an 18-point dog. I'm going to give that team the benefit of the doubt and say, do you want to play Florida State? There's a lot of teams that would not want to play Florida State next week, but would say, oh, yeah, we'll play Auburn.
Well, Nepo right? Baby lost already today. But Florida State, probably NIT bound, and maybe get your NIT futures ready. Matt, quick update from the SEC tournament. We want no overtime in this one. Ole Miss and Georgia. The Rebels, a 2-point lead.
What?
You have Rebels
what?
Plus 6 in this one.
This is a 6-point lead just a minute ago. What happened?
It's gone final. Houston wins, but BYU does eke out the cover. The right side gets the cover there. So we are kind of hitting the groove here of a lot of games coming to conclusion. 73-66. UConn wins and covers over Xavier tonight, 93-68. The Duke Blue Devils moving on. 80-79 winner, but the cover for the Noles.
How about the Bear? Chris Felicia had 200-1 on Florida State. That's tough.
Let's talk to Hawaii men's basketball coach Aran Ganot. He'll join us next.
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
What a night, Matt. We've got college basketball everywhere. UCLA, Rutgers just underway. Bruins 16-12 lead right now over Rutgers. Duke sneaks one out against Florida State, 80-79. You're sweating out Georgia, Ole Miss, 74-71. And, you know, Matt, I think back to when we had a glorious trip out to Honolulu. We had a live show from the Chang Complex.
Middle of August.
Week zero, and we had a bunch of great guests come on the set, including Aran Ganot. We actually have some pictures from when Coach Ganot of the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors joined us on set, and here he is. Look at the optimism in the eyes of Coach Ganot there, and he joins us right now, courtesy of our Progressive guest line. He is in Las Vegas prepping for the Big West tournament, and Coach, you got the old double bye. I got to ask, because this has been a lot of talk with Miami losing earlier today in the MAC. Do you like the way the Big West has structured its tournament? You earned a top two seed, so you're getting the double bye while other teams are playing right now. As a coach, would you rather be on the floor, or do you like the extra rest and preparation for your squad?
You know, I know there, first of all, thanks for having me on. Much appreciated. The optimism in the photo is probably just the honor to be with you guys. It was awesome. But you guys have been a good luck as well for a lot of us. And so hopefully we can run it back. Now, in terms of the, you know, we've been on all sides of it. You know, teams who, you know, you play more games, it preps you as the tournament goes along. But I think every coach in the country will say they want to prep, they want to advance to the semis and kind of go from there. So, especially with our group, I think it's well documented. You know, we've lost two key players for the year, one prior to the season starting, right before the season started, the other, you know, about 7 or 8 weeks ago. So for our situation, even better to get the, you know, the 10 healthy bodies we have fresh, for us to have some good practice here, obviously with the travel, and then watching these games getting ready to roll.
Coach, you 22-8. You had a great season. You got two of the best players in the Big West, and Isaac Big Fish Johnson and Dre Bullock. I've enjoyed watching your team this season. We always watch the Hawaii games, especially the late ones when you're at home. I hate to bring up a sore subject, but Saturday night, you're a 14-point favorite against Long Beach. I'm really surprised that you didn't get it done in that game. How did you address that with your team losing when you had a chance to clinch a share of the conference title? And how can you use that to your advantage this week in the conference tournament?
As we have all year and over our time, you know, that was tough. That was obviously emotionally tough. It wasn't a lack of effort. I love our guys. They've been incredible. I think we could have played better. I think you got to give Long Beach a lot of credit. They are one of the more talented teams in the league, and Sykes really took it to us. And so give them credit. And afterwards, like, you know, over the years, you know, things happen. I am a man of faith, have conviction. When you look in the mirror and you look above, that's who you are. We don't look for handouts. We don't look for excuses. We own it, attack it, and go from there. That's what we did after a tough season. That's what we've done all year. You know, I think it's easy to say, a lot of people, man, you wish you could have that one back. No, you know, there's a reason in how we're going to use it. We're 6-1 after a loss. Our guys have, you know, and the other thing we say is like, hey, we have a big win. Enjoy it for a second. Back to work. Tough loss. Let it hurt for a second, back to work. It's okay to be human, but you can't let it beat you. And our guys, like I said, have responded after loss in the past. Their approach, you know, after that, when we got back into the practice gym, has been really professional, and I appreciate the heck out of them for it.
We're talking once again to Hawaii men's basketball coach Aron Ganot. They will be on the floor tomorrow in Henderson, Nevada, at the Lees Family Forum. Opponent, TBD, they will get the winner of Fullerton and UC Davis, which will also play later tonight. You know, Coach, people always ask about Hawaii traveling to the mainland. You know, you guys do it a bunch throughout the year. I know early on in the season you try to play most of your games at home, but conference play, you're coming over to the mainland. You had some success on the mainland so far this year. How do you get the team acclimated to time change, flight, all of that?
And also mindset. I think when we came in, you know, you always hear the negative connotation of Hawaii struggles on the road. Look how much travel we have. And obviously, if you're going to think that way, that's probably what you'll do. So it presented an opportunity for us to shift the gear. We're close to 500 road on the road over the decade plus. We were 6-5 this year. We finished with the road sweep. We also, you know, I was an assistant there. I've been there now as head coach for 11 years. So I understand the routine of it. You know, how to travel, how to eat, how to take care of our bodies, talking to our guys, listening to our guys. And that's evolved over the years, too. So I think more than anything, having a great mindset about it, there is a positivity about the bus rides and the flights together as the team comes together. And as you guys have seen, when you watch us and with a lot of new faces, like everybody in the country, it's a group that's really bought into each other. They're really close and connected. And I think, and to answer your question, I've bought into the travel.
Actually, UC Davis and Fullerton are going to play at 8:30 tonight. I'm sure you're going to be watching that game closely. Coach, you swept both of those teams this year. You're going to face the winner, but all four games were close you had with those teams. So what do you expect? What are you hoping to see Friday night when you face either UC Davis or Cal State Fullerton?
I think in our league and most leagues, there are a lot of battles. I mean, and obviously as the fight for seeding, it's close, and it has been all the years. This one is one of the closest. I mean, we had – you know, obviously, we separated late, and so did Irvine with a 1 or 2 game lead. But there was about 6 teams just stuck together and could have gone either way. So, and I think that's been reflected in the games. We've had buzzer beater wins. Other teams have had some buzzer beater wins. Like you said, we had close games with all these guys. And so I think that's kind of not surprising. You're already in the conference tournament. It's been that way. We'll see how this game goes right now with UCSD playing. And then, obviously, we're going to be up late because the game we're – most focus on is a late game, but you know, I have a lot of respect for the coach in the league, a lot of respect for the student athletes. And, you know, it's interesting. I think while there's been a lot of close games and close battles, I do think there's a lot of different identities. So you have to kind of, we're preparing on, you know, it's always us first, things we got to clean up, and the potential of playing either of these teams and obviously what could happen on Saturday potentially.
Coach, you know, when the bracket comes out on Sunday, obviously you're hoping to be a part of it, but you got some work to do on Friday and Saturday. For folks who have not watched you like Matt and I have, first and foremost, what are they doing? But secondly, you know, what is your style? Because you look at your KenPom sheet, people see, wow, top 50 in defensive efficiency, but you also get up and go for those who have watched it. So how would you define Hawaii's style of play?
Yeah, if we can, you know, we slipped a little bit recently defensively. I mean, the top 50 or top 40, that was about top 15 most of the year. And obviously maybe some of that is losing some of the key guys. But over the years, and especially this year, one of the staples has been we defensive rebound, one of the best in the country. We have one of the best rebound margins in the country. We make you make plays. You don't give up many assists. We don't give up many threes. And we defend the three really, really well over time when we do give them up. And so overall, the defensive numbers there, 2-point percentage is underrated. Over the years, we've tried to attack. You know, we have been slower tempo, but this offseason we work to address that, especially when we're a team that gets defensive rebounds. And that's moved up about 200 spots, like you said. So I think ultimately our program is built on team with defensively, and you'll see that in all facets. We share the ball offensively. We play inside out. Defensively, we start a point of attack. We have each other's back, and rebounding, we don't depend on one guy. It's all five guys versus your 3.5 or whatever. So that's the best way I can say it. And I think people really enjoy watching our play because we've obviously had some great tough games and clutch moments, but we also play with incredible effort, which reflects Hawaii and its values. And I think it's an exciting style.
Well, tomorrow after our show, Matt and I will both be headed to Lee's Family Forum to take it in person like we did after we talked to you, Hawaii beating Stanford in football. So hopefully we're the good luck charm. Coach, best of luck. We appreciate the time, and hopefully we're watching you celebrate with cutting down some nets on Saturday night.
I appreciate you guys having me on. It's always great talking Hawaii and University of Hawaii, but you're not going to just sit there and chill. You're going to go right into that mosh pit with the band and the fans and go nuts. So let's hear some Let's Go Bows chants from you guys. Appreciate your time.
There he is, Aran Ganot, head coach of Hawaii men's basketball, as they will get the winner, Matt, of UC Davis, Cal State Fullerton. As you mentioned, they swept those two teams, but all those games were pretty competitive.
Yeah, three of the four were really tight. One was a 10-point win against Fullerton. But again, I watched most of those games, and they were tight down to the wire game, so it's not going to be an easy matchup. Hawaii's going to be a slight favorite on Friday night against the winner of Davis and Fullerton. I took Davis plus 2.5 tonight. UC Davis looked pretty impressive last night, running out the UC Santa Barbara Gauchos out in Henderson. And I'm serious. I'm not just saying this because we had the coach on. Those are two of the best players in the league in the Big West. Isaac Big Fish Johnson, the 7-footer, and Dre Bullock is an explosive, dynamic, explosive guard. And Tim, I think, you know, Hawaii, UC Irvine, if that's the title game, if that's the title game against Saturday, that's a hell of a matchup. That's basically a coin flip, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Had a chance to talk to Isaac Big Fish Johnson a little bit yesterday, and man, he is all 7 foot. That is a tall dude.
He's taller than you?
He's taller than me. He towered over me.
Did you tell him your nickname is Big Red?
I did not, but had a good quick chat with him.
Actually, Big Red and Big Fish.
One of the Hawaii fans shooed me away. Said, "All right, enough out of you. I want to get some pictures with Big Fish here." All right, we got a lot of games.
Ole Miss wins, by the way.
Ole Miss winner for Matt Eumanns. He was sweating it out, but got it home. Underway at Thomas and Mack, San Diego State, Colorado State, and Villanova, Georgetown. Some late line move here.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Underway, Thomas and Mack, the third of four out at Thomas and Mack tonight. San Diego State and Colorado State Aztecs out to a 4-point lead, 20-16 in that one. UCLA Rutgers, 6 minutes to go first half. UCLA a 4-point lead in that one. First half number six in favor of the Bruins. So we'll see how that first half unfolds. Matt, some finals to note as we were talking to the head coach of Hawaii, Aran Ganot. You were very happy because Chris Beard and Ole Miss won the game outright. No overtime, and they were able to win the game as a 6-point dog. So a good hit by you on the Rebels getting an outright win.
Chris Beard's had a bad season. I think, Tim, I'm pretty sure Ole Miss had a 10-game losing streak in the middle of the SEC schedule. It was 9 or 10 games. And that meltdown for Mississippi at the end of the Texas game in Austin is hard to forget. That was one of the worst beats of the season.
I'm surprised you went back on him and didn't vow him, you know, kick him to the curb.
Well, full disclosure, I said that day, Ole Miss is dead to me, but they're back from the dead today. Right? Then we said the Lobos, New Mexico was dead to us at one point, and then I came back 2 weeks later and bet New Mexico again, and they got the win for me, got one back. So Hey, you do this. We do this all the time in the NFL, right? You write off a team. I'm never going to bet that team again. Then 2 weeks later, you bet that team.
I say
again.
It every week, man. Yeah. No 9 a.m. games. And then I look at my card. I'm like, God, I bet 3 9 a.m. games. And then you have a good week. You're like, oh, maybe 9 a.m. games aren't that bad. All right, before we got a tweet to mention here, but we have seen a little bit of line movement. I've got a bad number officially on Villanova Georgetown. The Cats getting some love in the market, up to 7.5. So if you like Hoya Paranoia and Georgetown like I do, you can now get a better number. So I do have a bet on Georgetown at 6.5. Looks like it's going to close at 7 or 7.5. So we'll see if Ed Cooley and company can take care of business. So far today in the Big East, chalk 3-0. St. John's 1-covered. That one was close to the number. Seton Hall 1-covered. And UConn 1-covered. So I don't know. Folks are just riding with the trend that the favorites are rolling in the Big East. But so far, 3-0 ATS are the favorites today in the Big Ten. Big East.
I love it when we can get current coaches on VSiN. It's great because, you know, we're not going to ask them betting specific questions like, hey, coach, do you think you're going to cover the 2.5 tomorrow night? But there are a lot of coaches who wouldn't go on because they don't want to be, you know, associated with the betting network. But we went out to Hawaii, and, man, Timmy Chang and everyone at Hawaii welcomed us with open arms. They were thrilled that we were out there for that football season opener. And, you know, we've had other coaches on this network. I'm going to say in past years, Eric Musselman's been on during the season. Let's say I think Lon Kruger has been on in the past. So it's I think it's great when we can get current coaches on these shows. And they're not paranoid that we're going to ask, you know, betting-specific questions. But it's great to get him on because Hawaii's going to be playing at 8:30 on Friday night.
Perfect.
And we're going to wrap up our show here at 7 tomorrow night. We can head out to Henderson and catch that game in person.
By the way, we ran through the pictures real quickly. Let's revisit them real quickly. Coach Gannat came on when we were out in Hawaii. What a fun trip it was. It was great that we got a win in cover as well. But there he is, Coach Gannat. And, you know, they went out. They got a lot of new pieces, man. There's a full roster that they pulled together. There's our guy Mike Kawazoe joining us in that picture as well. That Rainbow Authentics apparel. I've got my fair share of Rainbow Authentics apparel.
I've still got that Hawaiian shirt, but I haven't worn it since August. It's in the closet. You wear yours for the College Football Betting Podcast.
I do, yeah, from time to time. You know, shout out to our friends at Kahala, the great Hawaiian shirt makers. So, looking forward to being there tomorrow night, Matt, and curious what that line will be. Curious who will be playing, UC Davis or Fullerton.
I hope it's UC Davis. I took the Aggies plus 2.5 tonight. Pretty impressed by the way they played. I know you liked UC Santa Barbara a little bit before that conference tournament, and the Aggies ran the Gauchos off the floor last night.
And shout out to Bruce Marshall and Rocco Miller. Yep. Both of them went on with Mitch and Paul yesterday and loved UC Davis, and they were spot on, and good job by them on that handicap. I got closing line value on my future, so I went down here. And I said, "Hey, I got it at plus 850. It closed 6-1 for them to win the Big West. What do I get?" They said, "Please walk away, sir. You're bugging me." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry." All right, Matt, you've got a best bet on Oklahoma and Texas A&M. This game about to get underway as well. Closing number, we'll call it 1.5. There are some twos out there. You bet this game last night, plus 3.5, high total. What would you recommend now? Would it be wait and see how this game goes, maybe get a little in-game play? What would be your look on Oklahoma, Texas A&M?
Yeah, like you said, I bet MGM last night. Was able to get 3.5 on the Sooners. You could still get 2 out there if you want Oklahoma. The total hasn't moved much, 162. I think this is going to be a fast-paced game tonight. We know Buckyball is a fast-paced anyway, but Oklahoma last night, really good offensively, 60% from the field, 11 for 25 from three, and you got a scoring guard, Nigel Pack, who can fill it up. Nigel Pack feels like he's been around for 7 or 8
Bruce
years.
Bruce mentioned it. I'm like, yeah, when? I mean, he was at Miami, and even where was he before that? NC State? Kansas State. Man.
Hit 5 threes last night. This should be an up-and-down type of game. I lean over. I did not bet the total. But I did take 3.5 with the Sooners. I made Oklahoma a 1-point favorite here.
Okay. They've been playing well.
7-2 in the last 9 with a 5-game win streak.
Matt, Porter Mosier, you know, you look at like Wes Miller at Cincinnati. Boy, tough loss for them today. And you look at Porter Moser, both of them, pretty much it feels like they already got their pink slip. Those teams have battled for their coaches. And I think Porter Moser, curious to see what the decision makers at Oklahoma decide to do. I think it would be a mistake to get rid of Porter Moser. I think he's a really good coach.
I said that a few weeks ago. There's been talk that Porter Moser's on the hot seat. He doesn't care. I don't think he cares because he's going to get another big job if Oklahoma lets him go.
Yeah.
And you know what? Oklahoma basketball job is a tough one right now. It's tough to move up the ladder in the SEC. If you're not going to put big money into the basketball program, you're not going to win with all the competition that's out there. Look, if for some reason Notre Dame moved on from Micah Shrewsbury, Porter Moser would be a great hire at Notre Dame. He's going to get a big job if Oklahoma makes the mistake of firing him.
Well, I'll say this, Matt. I think if it doesn't work out next year for Micah Shrewsbury, I think Porter Moser will be the next head coach of Notre Dame. There were reports that he was interested in that job when it was open after Mike Bray retired, and I think Notre Dame would quickly jump on the opportunity if it doesn't work out next year. I think Micah Shrewsbury will be back next season there for the Irish. But the Irish aren't playing right now because they stink. Colorado State and San Diego State are 22-21. As expected, this is going to be, a battle down to the wire.
Let's hope so.
I took 6.5. Have you joined?
I did, too.
All right.
I put it up on VSIN Pro about a half hour before tip-off, and I bet it +6.5. I had to bet it here on the app. And, Tim, I was waiting. I was watching the screen. Can I get a 7? Can I get a 7? And it looked like the 7 just was not going to show up. So I took the 6.5, and I did anticipate this game would go to the wire tonight, so it looked like the 7 never did surface. You and I got busy here on the show, and at one point I just said, okay, I'm taking the 6.5. And right now the Rams hanging tough with the Aztecs. These two teams know each other so well. You know, a lot of times you're going to have teams meeting for the third time in a conference tournament, and you just anticipate games like this are going to be tight, down-to-the-wire type of games. I'm not going to be betting, and I haven't been betting many favorites in conference tournaments. Take the points more often than not. I did bet one favorite this morning, and you talk about a sweat. This is the only favorite I bet today. I think I bet 8 games today, and I got one favorite. I played Ohio State, Ohio State was a 1.5-point favorite. I decided to lay the -125 on the money line because I was paranoid about the Buckeyes winning the game by 1. Tim, it went right down to the wire. What?
Sorry, just an and one. Turnover and one there for San Diego State.
They got a long way to go. Don't stress out. You need some Rolaids or something?
I might. Yeah, it's that time of year. You got so many games going on. Got so many bets happening. By the way, TCU and Kansas about to get underway, and this is another bet for me. I took TCU +5. This is our VSiN primetime game of the night, and it's going to start in about 15 minutes. Mark it down to 4.5, and we'll see what Kansas has in store as things roll on. Rutgers and UCLA, and a 3-pointer up, no good. Mentioned the first half number was 6. It is 30-22 right now in favor of the UCLA Bruins. Matt, got so much going on right now at VSiN, and we got ourselves a little contest coming up. Brackets are for everyone. This is for bettors. How about the VSiN March Betting Challenge presented by ProfitX and EdgeBoost? Pick spreads and totals across all 67 tournament games, earn points for every correct call, and climb the leaderboard. The prizes are real. $2,000 for the overall champ, $1,000 for second, $500 for third, plus separate prizes for best first and second half of the tournament, over $6,000 on the line. Here's the kicker. If you have an Edge Boost account, every single prize doubles. It's completely free to enter, free to sign up. There's no reason not to play. VSiN.com/contest. Create your account. Get in the March Betting Challenge. Once again, VSiN.com/contest.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Whew. So much going on tonight alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. Have some finals to pass across. Got a game at the half. Rutgers and UCLA. UCLA up 6 at the break. We got Clemson UNC underway, the final game of the quarterfinals in the ACC. Georgetown Villanova. Classic Big East rivalry happening right now in the quarters of the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. And just about to get underway, TCU taking on Kansas in our VSIN primetime game of the night. Matt, there are other conference tournaments going on as well. UC San Diego taking on Cal State Northridge. That is the quarterfinal round of the Big West tournament. UC San Diego, the Tritons, were able to get a first-round win yesterday. And right now, as 2.5, we'll call them 1.5-point favorites on the closing number, UC San Diego does have a lead over the Matadors. The winner of that game will get UC Irvine, and it looks like the Tritons will go into the locker room up 4 on Cal State Northridge.
Totally different UC San Diego team from a year ago. You and I both bet this team to win the Big West Conference a year ago, and Tritons got it done, but now they got a different coach, an entirely new team. But they're still in the hunt to win the Big West, and up at a halftime tonight against Northridge. Two late games tonight in Vegas. You haven't heard much hype about the WAC tournament, have you?
Well, outside of the $1 million owed by Utah Valley, no, not much.
Our guy David Dineen is out there tonight at the Orleans Arena, and right now we got Southern Utah and UT Arlington wrapped up in a tight game. Abilene Christian Utah Tech is the late game, with Utah Tech a 1.5-point favorite, total 142. That game tips at 8:30 Pacific time. That's another great thing about this week. We got these late starts.
And they've got a great broadcaster on the call. Our own Ben, Wilson? Ben Wilson, our guy. Ben Wilson, he will be on the call of the WAC tournament. He's like the voice of the WAC. So we will hear from good old Ben. By the way, Georgetown, a 3-point lead over Villanova. 10-7 is the score right now at Madison Square Garden.
We got a tweet here from a listener, viewer. He's a Duke graduate, I believe. Tweets a lot. And very sharp guy. Knows what he's talking about. He bet Florida State on the money line tonight.
Oh.
But he took the cash out option. During the game, he took the cash out option of plus 1320.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay.
Nice.
Nice job. Well done.
So as a Duke fan, he gets the win by one, and he also gets the cash out on the Florida State money line. Nice job there.
Well done. 14 Bottles tweets us, great drive home from work tonight, listening to Tim and Matt on VSIN, sweating out and then celebrating my Purple Cats plus 13.5 bet. Can't wait for week one one week from today at Circa to enjoy all the action live. So 14 Bottles, appreciate you chiming in wherever you may be on this this great night of college basketball, great week of college hoops, and looking forward to tomorrow. Matt and I will be on the air tomorrow. I'll be with you on Saturday morning, and then I'll be with you on Sunday. You and I will be working on Sunday, different shows. You'll be with Hoops Peterson. I'll be with JVT, 4 to 8 Eastern here on VSIN, getting you ready for Selection Sunday. UNC, a 1-point lead over Clemson. That one, 16.5 minutes to go in the opening half there. I want to circle back real quickly to a later game. You've got a bet on it. The number has moved. You are riding the UC Davis train yet again. UC Davis right now 1.5 1-point dog to Fullerton at the Lee's Family Forum for the Big West quarterfinals.
A lot of times in tournaments in the postseason, I think you have to look to bet on the best coaches because you got little preparation time, quick turnarounds, and the best coaches are where you want your money. You know, that's why I like Brian Dutcher of San Diego State. He's a bet-on coach, even though I bet against him tonight. I like both coaches in this game. I feel like they're both bet-on guys. We got a tight game right now, by the way, 28-27. San Diego State leads with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Jim Less, really underrated coach in the Big West Conference.
How long has he been there? He's been there forever.
10 years, longer, maybe 15. I
don't know. 2012, it looks like, was his first season.
Okay.
Came there from Bradley.
Jim Less is a really good coach. And Rocco Miller mentioned this yesterday on the show, and I thought, very good point by him. Jim Less coached circles around the UC Santa Barbara coach, and he did it again last night.
Sure did.
That's one thing you got to look for in handicapping. And I watched the entire UC Davis game last night. Very impressed by their guard play, well-coached team. I'll take my chances with them playing well for the second night in a row.
I thought you had a really good read this year on Santa Barbara, Matt. This is a team, I believe they were the most expensive roster in the Big West, Matt. And it's fair to call it a debacle this year to go 18-14. Look, Aidan Mahaney, I was in person 2 years ago. I watched Aidan Mahaney and St. Mary's beat Gonzaga in the WCC championship, and Mahaney was the best player on the floor that night. He had 5 threes, 20-plus points.
Might have been the worst player on the floor last night.
He was a disaster last night, Matt. 2 of 10 from three, finished 9 points for Aidan Mahaney.
No assist. He played 39 minutes. He had no assists as a point guard. How's that possible?
I don't know.
What did he shoot for the game? Was it 3 for 15?
3 for 15. 2 of 10 from three, 1 of 5 inside the arc. 9 points.
Now, he went to UConn for a year. He got paid by Danny Hurley. Went to UConn. He ended up in Danny Hurley's doghouse.
Yep.
The thing was, he was too small. He couldn't defend bigger physical guards in the Big East. And he just wasn't a good fit for the UConn
system. You saw
it
right away. They were in Maui. Were you that game? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Memphis just said, we're picking on that guy the entire game.
I was there.
And that was the upset. Yeah. That was when UConn went winless out in Maui.
Last place.
Yeah. So, wild to see. You know, you see some guys transfer around, and it works out great.
Wait a minute. What was that? Did you see that?
Jeez.
San Diego State knocked that ball out of bounds, and the refs give the ball to San Diego State.
Brooke Manesh is going to challenge this.
I don't know if I like challenging something in the first half with 2 minutes left, but you're going to win this, and you're going to keep your challenge, so go ahead and do it. How many times have you seen this, Tim, where you need to challenge something in the last 2 or 3 minutes of a game, and you don't have your challenge left? I think it's okay to do it here because the Rams are going to win this challenge.
Matt, in the final hour, we will play some sound from the big upset of the day, UMass knocking off Miami. And now the question of, does Miami get in at 31-1? If they do get in, do they go to Dayton? Do they get a bye to the Field of 64? So we'll hear from Travis Steele. We'll hear from Frank Martin in the final hour of the show. And you asked for it. Earlier in the show, we have it now, the updated futures odds. And this, to your point about the money line rollover police that is so often out there on the betting world. Well, guess what? If you wanted to play Akron on a rollover money line parlay, how you feeling now? Because they are now a -260 favorite to win the MAC championship. What number did you get?
I got Akron a -115 to win the MAC. And the rollover police would say, bad bet. You got to roll that over. No. If you roll it over, you made the bad play on that. But Miami getting knocked out today. Upsets can change what the money lines are going to be in these games going forward. Now, Akron was in a game that was a little too close for comfort today, winning by 3. But I thought after that, Miami knocked out, Akron wins. Akron's going to be around a $2 favorite to win the MAC. It's up to 260, you said?
260 at DraftKings right now. So yeah, the big
quite that high,
big move on the MAC tournament with Miami getting knocked out today. The Dogs started the day 3-0 ATS in that conference tournament, but Kent State able to wrap up the day in Cleveland with an 86-75 win. All right, games underway. We've got Georgetown up by 2 on Villanova, 13 and change to go, Matt, as we take a look at the live board here. We also have Oklahoma and Texas A&M. We expect this to be a fun game, up and down, no doubt. And right now, Oklahoma with a
6-4 lead.
Yeah, 6-6 is the game now, so no real movement there. Kansas off to a good start, so if you're looking to back TCU like I did at 5, well, guess what? You can now get 7.5 with TCU.
Remember, I told you I wanted to get 7 with TCU.
Now you can get it, Matt.
I was going to look live for TCU at least by 7, so maybe I'll do that here. We have a commercial coming up, right?
We do, Matt.
Got time to jump
on. Well, and I have a live read to tell people about, so why don't you get on the old phone and bet away, and I'll tell people about Sharp Week, which is coming up next week. Selection Sunday means one thing, time for VSiN Sharp Week. All week long, VSiN's Sharp Week is the home for serious tournament bettors. We will have sharp analysis on every team, every matchup, and every round from the first four all the way to the championship. Whether you're filling out a bracket, playing a survivor contest, or betting every game on the board, VSiN has the edge you need. It's all in one place all week long. VSiN.com/sharpweek. Take your tournament game to the next level.
Can't play it yet. 6.5. TCU 6.5 -108. Got to wait a couple minutes.
Don't love the way this first half is ending right now at Thomas and Mack. The Aztecs with a 9-point lead right now over Colorado State. Brian Dutcher's defense is looking pretty sharp so far tonight. Not what we like to see from the Dog Rams.